Welcome to the Miami Tech Update, June 7th, 2018. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on YouTube or on iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a rating so it can help us out tremendously. And today, joining us is Michael Friedberg. Mike, what's happening?
A lot is happening this week. I'm on vacation and I've just been working on my app and stuff, and I hear that the Apple conference is happening right now in San Jose, California.
That is correct. Apple had their is having their conference this week. They had their keynote on Monday. It was kind of action-packed. iOS didn't get much attention, well, except the Siri part, but there are a couple things that we can go through. Let's go for iOS. Now, with Siri, developers are given tools now to have key phrases for your app. So let's say you tell Siri, okay, whenever anyone says, open up Michael Friedberg, your app opens. So you think this is the right path to beat Alexa?
Yeah, I mean, the less you have to do with your fingers and just moving around with your phone is probably better. I mean, I'm trying to look for all these apps on my phone, and it usually has four or five, slides, and it takes a while. And I think this will be a lot better, just open up Instagram or open up Snapchat and just have my app open. It will be amazing.
Now, do you use much of Siri?
Yeah, I use it all the time. I mostly use it to text people. Like, I'll say, text Santiago this and that, and it would type it out and send it for me.
Yeah, Siri, it's kind of iffy, and, it just depends. Sometimes it's slow on me. It takes, a couple seconds to do a command. But I think the best way to use it is for a text message or maybe checking sports scores. But have you used Alexa?
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Have you used?
Yeah, I was Siri right now. Yeah, it does take a while. Sometimes you can't use it if you don't have very good signal.
Have you used Alexa before?
I have not. Is that the one you see, okay, Google, and then that's Google's thing, right?
Or yeah.
Is that from Apple?
Well, that's Google, which is Google Home or Google Assistant, but with Alexa, it's almost similar. You just tell them commands.
Alexa's from who, though? Who created Alexa?
Amazon.
Oh, no, I've seen it, but I have never used one in person. I've heard of it. I heard it could do a lot of things.
Yeah, with, the whole
thing. It's almost like a personal assistant, almost.
Yeah, which is what they're, which they're trying to do is make it easier. But Google Assistant actually has the best technology right now. If you've seen it on YouTube, there is a portion where in Google Assistant where it sounds not like a robot. It sounds like a human being. And I think we spoke about this before. I don't remember. But pretty much when you hear it.
Yeah, we did where it called those restaurants.
Yeah,
and it would order food for you and stuff.
So with voice technology,
that is crazy technology, crazy good.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, could that work out for a salesperson? I mean, can they? Do you think that could take over a salesperson?
I don't think they can take over a salesperson's job. There's just so much different things going on, but who knows? I might be underestimating that. Its capability, it can probably detect the way a person's feeling from the sound of their voice, because I think that's very important in sales, is kind of getting a feel for the person and, saying the right things to try to persuade that person to buy whatever you're trying to sell them.
A lot of different variables.
If Alexa can do that,
yeah.
I guarantee you business owners are going to try to replace a human for that, because usually a salesperson gets paid a commission and an hourly wage, and if you can just pay Alexa a fraction of that and not have to pay vacation and sick hours, you believe me, these owners are going to jump on that in 5 seconds.
You better believe it. Another feature on the keynote from Monday was watchOS. There is a walkie-talkie feature where you're able to communicate another person with an Apple Watch, but walkie-talkie style. What do you think about that?
I think it's kind of cool. I kind of like my Apple Watch, you know, like I can control my phone without digging in my pocket because I got this like rubbery case, and every time I pull my phone out, it pulls my whole pocket out with it, you know, and it's kind of annoying, and it's kind of cool just to reach, you know, just lift up my left arm and hold my, you know, my mouth next to the watch and say something. So if I can just use it like a walkie-talkie, that's kind of cool. Kind of like, I forget that phone they used to have with Sprint.
Nextel.
That was like that, too. It had a similar, Nextel, yeah, like, bloop, you know, you just walkie-talkie people.
That's what
I think it's cool.
Everyone mentioned Nextel once they heard that announcement. Can you believe that?
Yeah, because everybody remembers Nextel for the, you know, and it was cool. Like, Nextel was a thing back then, you know? It was a thing to have. It was like, if you had that, like, you were cool.
Which Sprint owned that. You know, Sprint used that.
Yeah.
So, and also, with the, like, with the new Apple Watch OS, if you lift your hand, apparently Siri has your attention.
It's just so cool how they know that. How do they know you lifted your hand?
I guess they measured the speed and the height or something, some type of physic algorithm.
Yeah, they measure something.
Motion, you know.
Yeah, because like I use the Apple Watch all the time when I go swimming underwater, and it locks all its internal components so that none of the water damages all the internal components. And when you get out of the water, it spits everything back out. Like you could actually watch the water being shot out with the speaker. It uses a high frequency and spits out all the water out. And it also tracks like how many laps you did, and that's the main reason why I bought it, because I like to swim a lot.
Which you were saying, you could go pretty deep with that watch, can you?
Yeah, 50 meters, they say. You could go 50 meters.
Which is a lot.
Yeah, so you practically can go scuba diving with it, or even somewhat like diving. Like, I can't dive 50 meters. Like, that's obviously a scuba type of, and not scuba, but, scuba diving. Sorry, I keep thinking of snorkeling. You could technically go scuba diving with a line and everything, go down and explore with your Apple Watch in your hand, tracking time or whatever app you can use underwater with it.
Do you take your Apple Watch with you everywhere?
Surprisingly, no. I like right now, I forgot it at my parents' house. But I normally have it on always. Like I like to have it, you know, it's kind of cool. All the text apps you have, like I got the Pomodoro app, which makes sense to not have your phone next to you when you're trying to focus. Rather, you just have your iWatch with you. And there's also a feature on it where you can just literally put a data plan on it, and you can make calls from it. You can leave your phone wherever you want, like home. You can just take your watch with you and make calls and stuff like that. It's like, kind of like having a second phone.
Yeah, watch is definitely, you know what I was thinking? I had an idea. I could see the AirPods. They could put like some type of phone chip on your AirPods and make that as your phone.
That is so cool. That's actually an amazing idea.
So then you have Siri. Hey, Siri, call Mike or call Sally. Things like that. And I think you'll be hands-free.
Yeah.
It'll
be cool if they can fit the chip inside that AirPod, you know?
I mean, they fit in the Apple Watch.
You're referring to the wireless. You're talking about the wireless earpieces, right?
Yeah. Like the wireless earpiece and putting like a cell phone chip to it or a SIM card, mini micro SIM card. And then you just tell us, hey, Siri, call Mike. But like the Apple Watch does have a SIM card, very miniature. I mean, I'm sure it could fit in the AirPods.
Yeah, you know, that's probably the next best thing. You know what's crazy is like all of this stuff we see in movies like when we're growing up as kids, like Spy Kid, the movie. You remember the guy was talking into his watch, and his watch would do all these amazing things. And the only watches that were there for us before were like analog watches that it just shows the time. like not an analog watch, but a digital watch that showed the time and stuff, or a calculator watch. But now Apple has brought to life, you know, that kind of watch that was in Spy Kids, the movie, you know? And
that was more
I
your
believe
time.
That they probably would come out with. Yeah, exactly. Huh.
Well, you're right. Like a lot of these developers, or a lot of these, you know, head of these companies or engineers, they look at the Jetsons a lot. I mean, believe it or not, like it's kind of not their exact blueprint, but it's pretty close to it. And obviously, you know, a lot of them grew up in the Jetsons. And but you know, I haven't seen a flying car happening. I mean, apparently Uber might have that, but.
Believe me, within the next 5 to 10 years, a lot of what we know and that we take for granted is going to be completely replaced by AI.
Yeah.
Truck driving is going to be replaced by AI. Cars are going to be replaced by AI. Airplanes might, in the future, maybe like 20 years from now, they might be replaced by AI. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I actually think it's a really good thing.
Yeah, I think I think we might see increases in other for other type of jobs, like McDonald's. I believe they're planning to go all touchscreen menus. Like, you don't go up to a counter; you go to a touchscreen and order your Big Mac.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about improving the quality of the consumer. So I know, like, everybody thinks like, oh, it's just my boss trying to save more money. But overall, like, say there was, like, a Pony Express, okay, and you had to get to your job by, you know, the next horse that came by. And, you know, Pony Express employs 500 people. Yeah, those 500 people have a job. But now you got to ride a horse to get to work, and it's going to take you 2.5 hours instead of, like, a 15-minute car ride. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I look at technology advancements, rather than holding it back to save jobs, I would you know, embrace it, and then new jobs come out.
Exactly.
Like you said, where we can be more human and less robotic.
Which historically has proven that. So horse and buggy didn't stick around a whole time. The next thing that happened in the keynote was Mac OS. Their new OS is called Mojave. It will have a dark color theme to it. And they're also previewed. This is like a step forward or a step closer, where iOS apps will be operable on the Mac.
That's really cool, and that's kind of good for you, since you develop in Swift, I think. You developed in Objective-C. Well, I mean, it's probably very similar syntax, but I think Swift is going to be the new, you know, one all for one language, no?
Yeah.
I heard that from somewhere, though.
Yeah, probably for me. I know Apple's been pushing Swift these past couple of years. Like, they want everyone to use Swift. And it's an easy language. I mean, I thought it was harder, complicated, but I've been dabbling with it for the past couple of months. It's not that bad. I just have to get used to it. It's very similar to JavaScript, which you're very familiar with.
Yeah, JavaScript is becoming very popular now, especially for web development. Like, it's completely taking over the web development, you know, scene.
You think macOS and iOS will be a unison OS? You think it'll be all in one, you know?
Eventually, I think it will, just for simplicity, you know, for, I guess you can say, working with different types of devices. Because, I mean, when you make an app for the Mac and you make an app for the iPhone, right now you probably have to use two different types of languages, no?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, for the watch, you're able to view web content, which I haven't received much details on it. But I think it'd be easier. Well, now you can read web content, so we'll see how that goes on the watch. But for the watch, I don't really think it's. I mean, I use it just to tell time, notifications, and calendar, but and also tracking steps. But anything beyond that, a lot of those watch apps are going away because no one is really using it.
Yeah, do you own a watch or no?
I did.
Any kind of watch, like an Android or?
I did. It broke about 2 months ago, so I've been watchless.
Oh man, that's.
But I miss it though. I really miss it. Like, cause it helped me track the steps, especially, and also, sometimes my phone doesn't, like, I don't feel my phone, but when I have my watch, you know, it'll vibrate whenever that there's a phone call or a notification. So it's Apple did a good thing of adding the watch to its ecosystem. But hopefully I'll get the watch 3 or the 4. I should probably wait for the 4. Then buying the 3, you think?
Yeah, I would wait. I mean, you can buy the 3. It's not that expensive. I think you could get a base model for like $300.
Yeah.
And it's the smallest one, I think. But it is kind of pricey, I guess, if you compare it as a watch. Like, obviously watches, you know, they don't. Like, a basic watch probably costs like $50 to tell the time, but this tells more than the time. This actually analyzes your heart and, you know, your breathing and your day. Like, my watch will tell me when to stand up, when to breathe, stuff like that. And you can download a lot of apps. Like, the main app I use for it is MySwimPal, which helps me, you know, track my laps and stuff, and Pomodoro. But I'm sure there's other apps you can, you know, use. And I use a lot of stock apps too, like just to track the stock market and stuff.
Do you have a crypto app?
I'm sure there's a lot more. I should put a Coinbase on there. However, right now I kind of sold off a lot of my crypto. I still own one coin.
Which one?
That I think might blow up in the future. You know, I forget the name of it. Damn, let me think of it. It's
Ontology?
Called,
X Verge. Because
it's not one of the big three. It's not Litecoin, Bitcoin, or
Ripple.
It's not Litecoin, Bitcoin, or BTC. It's actually, Ethereum. It's actually, geez, I was thinking the name. I have to look at my wallet.
Look at my wallet. Go ahead. I mean, if you have time now, go ahead, and I'll be reading some tech news.
I should download Blockfolio to it.
Oh, yeah, Blockfolio is a good one. BlackBerry Q1. Well, BlackBerry still makes phones. Lyft redesigns rider app to encourage shared rides. Okay. Devo scores $25 million in cool. Oh, Microsoft bought GitHub.
Yeah, Microsoft bought GitHub for like, I don't know how many billion.
A couple billion dollars, and I was surprised because GitHub wasn't making much money. And I heard there was a statement by the founders last year. Hey guys, we're not making money. We got to figure out how to do it. But they waited till this year, and Microsoft owns the development world.
Yeah, they do. I was kind of worried. Like, should I be worried that Microsoft might take my code away from me or change the terms and conditions? But
good point.
I had another friend reassure me that they're doing that.
Let me know when you get your portfolio, and I'll be reading the news. And just stop me when you're ready.
Nebulous is a coin that I bought.
Yeah, Nebulous is it's kind of popular.
Supposedly it allows, like, the blockchain technology allows you to search, do some sort of search with it, you know, instead of it just being a coin. I guess all the GPU rigs that it uses will do some work for you. So some sort of Google or something.
Nebulous,
and holding its value. So
yeah, Nebulous. Their abbreviation is NAS. NAS. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Someone recommended me that coin. He's a YouTuber, like a crypto guy, and he's pretty legit. Like, he kind of saw a lot of the, you know, activity happening with Bitcoin, kind of predicted it in the future. So he recommended that this coin would eventually one day, go up in value.
Yeah, It's you know, it's funny, ever since this crypto thing has come along, I've been more focused on the crypto world than the tech world. Obviously, yes, I mean, I pay attention to it, but crypto is, it feels like it's where it's at. It's like the new frontier.
Oh, it's definitely, yeah. I got to share this article with you.
Go ahead.
Since most developers of cryptocurrencies became millionaires, there's a huge like hiring fight over anybody who knows anything about blockchain. In fact, the coin called Ripple, they hired their last developer and they actually gave him two hiring bonuses of $1 million. This guy
Whoa.
made $2 million just so that way he can work for that company. And I'm sure it's going on all over the place. So if you know anything about blockchain, you should really get into the blockchain industry and try to get hired there, because you're probably going to make way more money in salary than working in a traditional, computer tech company.
I've thought about that, getting more into the blockchain back end, and I just got, dive deep because we're still early, and I think I want to offer something. I want to offer some type of service or work or just contract people out. Someone asked me, "Do I know how to mine?" It's like, no, mining takes a lot of hardware and time.
Oh yeah, GPU can easily cost you like $4,000.
Easily.
And electricity. That's not including the electricity you gotta spend on it,
I know it's a lot. It's a lot. But anyways, Mike, can you tell us a quick update on your mysterious app?
Well, I just finished the spider feature. I was actually crawling your website this morning or last night. And I implemented it on the front end, so I'm able to parse out the data on the front end. So that way, you can pretty much see every page that's on your website. And so far, what I'm doing is, displaying if you got any broken pages on your website and broken links on your website. If you're pointing out to any broken places, and that's pretty much bad for SEO. I'm trying to make it a little bit better, to where it can, analyze the page content. But I'm still trying to figure out how to find all the real words and not just some scripting language on the back end. I'm picking up a lot of JavaScript and it's getting inside of my data array, and that's gonna, that's gonna disrupt the analysis part that I'm working on.
Wow,
I'm
that's awesome.
actually trying to use TensorFlow in this app. Yeah, I'm trying to use some AI in this app that can actually analyze the pages for me. So instead of a person reviewing it, each page, and trying to, detect if it's, if each page is ready for this keyword, the AI would do it, and it would actually give a score back from either 0 to 100% or from 1 to 10.
Now we're talking
How well
artificial
each page is ready.
intelligence. Yes, this, well.
We're talking artificial intelligence.
Which
I'm using an open source library called TensorFlow. I believe it was created by Google. Anybody can use it. It's predominantly meant for Java, JavaScript, and Python. They just came out with a Python library for it, so you'll be able to use it with any JavaScript out.
Wow, that's awesome. And when do you think it'll come out?
Oh man, dude, Sunday, bro. The
Sunday.
AI part is probably not going to be ready, but the app, everything that I have, it's going to be ready by Sunday, because I just finished the hardest part that I've been struggling with for the longest time, which is the spider. Like, it only has a couple of bugs, which I'm gonna fix today, and then I'm gonna finish my landing page. I actually didn't finish my landing page first, like most people do. I actually did it last. I wanted to make sure all the features were ready before, I talked about them
Good job.
on the
And
front page.
will the landing page be on WordPress?
No, it's actually rendered in Vue.js. I might do a blog in WordPress, because WordPress has a really good way of handling blogs and comments and stuff like that. So a part of my app may just be in WordPress. It will be the blog. So that
Sooner or
way I can
later,
just log in and
WordPress will be involved.
say again.
Sooner or later, WordPress
Yeah,
will be
I
involved.
wouldn't mind using WordPress. Yeah, so I would pretty much just make a directory called blog, and it would load a WordPress app, and that would be the blog is a WordPress app within my Laravel application.
Mike, you let me know, once everything's launched and everything, you come back on the Miami Tech update, and we'll go over the whole application, and so people can see what you just made.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Sounds good. And ready for some random questions?
Yes, I love this part of the interview.
Yeah, and I've already asked you most of it, I think. Let's see. Yeah, I probably asked you all of them, actually. But if you had to take a year off, what would you do?
Oh, I would go on vacation.
Okay.
Like, I would actually, get a sailboat and start, sailing places I would sail to different places and take my boat and just explore, travel the world.
It sounds good. And do you think the Cavaliers will come back in the series?
LeBron James has a way of coming back. When he was with Miami Heat, he managed to do some miracle work, and just coming back strong and winning. So I have my faith with them, but he does have a lot of competition. He is going against Steph Curry.
That is so a good...
It's going to be a good game to watch.
Good way of putting it. He does have a lot of competition he's going up against, but we'll see. He's down 3-0, but anything can happen. He could be Superman at times. And how can people reach you, Mike?
Just email me. I put my email out there. It's the best way of communication, I think.
What is your email?
It's HollywoodFL23@gmail.com.
Emails are the original handles.
Yeah. No, I like it. It's like all the information stored in one place, and I can search for it 10 years from now and find it.
Yeah, it's funny because my guest last night, tell everyone, yeah, man, I mean, just email me. That's it. Don't tweet me. Just email me. Well, Mike, thanks for coming on to the Miami Tech Update.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Thanks, Santiago.